We're sitting on a ledge at Narragansett Town Beach. The sky is overcast. It's early evening. Dozens of people are suiting up for a swim.
My name is Susan Hannell, and I'm with a group of people who are about to go open water swimming here along the beach.
They gather a couple of nights a week all summer to swim and socialize, and as they shimmy into wetsuits and catch up with friends, Hannell says she wasn't always so comfortable swimming in open water.
Yeah, the first couple times, I went out to the first buoy and came back, and then the next time I went out to the second buoy and swam back and came in, and now it's been... This is summer number 6.
She's lost her fear, built up strength and endurance. Now she's ready for a workout.
Sending universe down at those buoys down there. Okay, they're closer together. It's warmer for the people without wetsuits.
That's Fred Bartlett laying out the swimmer's course. Out to the first buoy and beyond, a little more than a mile. Bartlett has been leading swimmers into the bay for decades, but it wasn't always this popular.
30 years ago, would you have seen a group like this gathering
to swim? Absolutely not.
Nowadays, says Bartlett, it's easy for swimmers to find a group.
It's grown exponentially, obviously, with the internet. And in the early years, I would have a hotline, and people would call the hotline. And in the early, early years, it was just 3 or 4 of us that would go out and swim. And then it started to grow, and people saw us out here. Hey, what's going on?
What was going on, says Bartlett, was that more people were discovering how much they enjoyed being in open water. The internet helped them find each other and get organized, but there were a few other changes that helped convince more swimmers to plunge in. The state's oldest and now biggest open water swim, a fundraiser for Save the Bay, took off. And so, too, did efforts to clean up years of unchecked pollution.
In the early years of Save the Bay, you'd come out with marks all over your face with mud and stains, and you'd hit different things throughout the swims of Save the Bay. So the cleanliness of the bay has improved tenfold.
Cities have curbed the sewage that used to spill out into the bay. There's less garbage floating around. But there's also better equipment now for open water swimming, especially in chilly water. Take wetsuits, for example. They used to be just for surfers.
So now they're designed specifically for swimming, and it's made the weaker swimmers much more comfortable and more buoyant and less hesitant to go in the water.
Along the way, there were champions of open water swimming, like Fred Bartlett, keeping the flame lit for swimmers like Beth Rodwig, who's just zipped up her wetsuit.
He's a Pied Piper. I mean, look at us. You know, we swim with him in all kinds of conditions, because we trust him, all kinds of bodies of ocean, because we trust him.
And because after a winter of workouts in a pool, she can't wait to get outside.
It's so much different than the pool. It's challenging. It's fun. It's just a beautiful, relaxing place to be out there.
Rodwig and the rest of the swimmers trudge down to the beach toward the water, stopping to help each other zip up wetsuits. It should feel good. The water is 70 degrees or so. But a storm is churning up the eastern seaboard, so they might encounter some chop.
When you do open water swimming, you have a variety of environments you have to deal with.
This is Frank McQuiggan. He's one of the founders of Swim Rhode Island. Few people in Rhode Island know how to navigate the beauty and danger of all those environments better than McQuiggan.
It rains. It's windy. Sometimes it's flat as glass, which is beautiful. Sometimes it's clear. Sometimes it's very dark.
That's one reason McQuiggan says a swimmer has to be prepared.
You can't drop into the ocean and start swimming a mile. You have to start in a pool. There's training you can do that can get you to that point sooner. Interval training, more effective than just long, slow distance swimming. Working with the coach, because technique is such a large part of it.
McQuiggan has helped put Rhode Island swimming on the map. At 65, he not only continues to coach swimmers, but he's still a fierce competitor himself in long-distance open water swimming.
Once you have the technique down and you're comfortable and you can swim a mile in a pool, then you're ready for a half mile, a three-quarter mile swim in the ocean.
Because there's a current, and there's no wall to hold on to when you get tired, no line to follow if you get off course, not to mention the jellyfish. That's why McQuiggan says you should never swim alone. Better to swim in a pack.
There's comfort in the pack, but also in open water, you can draft off each other, which is kind of fun because it takes a little bit less effort to climb behind somebody and let them kind of pull you along.
Back on Narragansett Town Beach, the swimmers following Fred Bartlett into gentle surf strap on their goggles and secure their swim caps. Swimmer Susan Hannell says she's plunging in as much for the exercise as for the community.
I have friends at church and people I work with that I really love, but the people I swim with are just amazing.
Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.